Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson in the drums lane of drum and bass production, and we're going to build a stereo-y jungle fill that has that chopped break, vinyl deck attitude, but it's still engineered like modern DNB. Tight low end, controlled width, and a bit of that rewind, needle drop grit. The big idea is simple. We'll make the fill feel wide and messy in a cool way, but only on the top layer. The lows stay mono so your mix doesn't fall apart in a club, or when someone hits mono on their phone. Alright, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a new audio track and name it Fill Break. Drop in a crunchy break sample. Amen, think, hot pants, anything with attitude works. Warping matters here, because chopped fills can go from tight to why does this feel late? Really fast. For most breaks, set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients, turn transient loop mode off, and set the envelope somewhere around 35 to 60. You're aiming for a stable groove that still keeps the bite of the hits. Quick workflow win. Consolidate the break to a neat bar length. That way, when you start chopping, everything stays clean and predictable. Now we need jungle style edits. And the difference between jungle and random is anchors. You can get extremely busy, but you still want the listener to feel where the bar is. You've got two options. Option A is sliced MIDI, which is usually the fastest way to get playable fills. Right-click the audio clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, pick Slice to Drum Rack, and Slice by Transients. If your break is super consistent, you can slice by 1/16, but Transients is the classic move. In the new MIDI clip, program a 1-bar fill. Keep some kind of downbeat anchor, especially around beat 1 and beat 3. Even if you're doing chaos later, that foundation keeps it sounding intentional. Now add classic jungle language near the end of the bar, snare stutters at 1/32 or 1/16, a kick to snare flip, where you swap one kick slice with a snare slice, and a drag, which is basically two fast ghost notes before a main hit. If you want a pro arrangement feel, keep the first half more stable and make the last half denser. Contrast sells the fill. Option B is audio micro edits, which can feel more authentic and a little more lawless. Duplicate the break into a 1-bar region, set your grid to 1/16, and temporarily go to 1/32 for stutters. Cut with Command or Control E and rearrange slices. The goal is the same, increase density toward the end, and to make the last 8th note the what just happened moment. If at any point the fill suddenly feels like it leaned back and changed the perceived tempo, don't immediately reach for swing or groove. First check your warp markers, or if you slice to MIDI, check the start offsets of your key snare slices. In jungle, one snare being a few milliseconds off can make the whole thing feel wrong. Now for the secret weapon. We're going to split the fill into low and high, and only widen the high. On the fill break track, drop an audio effect rack and make two chains. Name them low mono and high wide. On low mono, add EQ8. Low pass it around 180 to 250 Hz. You're basically keeping kick body and low snare weight, not the crispy tops. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Fully mono, this is your club safe foundation. On high wide, add EQ8 and high pass around the same range, 180 to 250 Hz. If it's harsh, do a small notch somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, just a couple dB. Then add utility and set width somewhere like 130 to 170% to start. Now we're going to give the top chain that chopped vinyl edge, while still keeping it controllable. Add drum bus on the high chain. Yes, on the tops. Try drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 5 to 20%. Transients can go slightly down or slightly up depending on your sample. If your edit is already super clicky, back it off. If it lost punch from chopping, bring transients up a bit. After drum bus and saturator, set it to analog clip, drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is where the fill starts to sound like it has a physical medium, not just clean digital slices. Then add redux, but keep it subtle. Downsample around 2 to 6, and bit reduction maybe 0 to 2. If you hear the cymbals turning into sandpaper, you've gone too far. The vibe is grain, not broken. Coach note here. Choose your wide anchor element on purpose. Usually it's the snare crack and the upper ghost notes and shuffles. If you try to widen everything, nothing feels wide. The kick body and the low snare thump stay centered. The top end gets to smear. Now let's add stereo motion that feels like a sampled record, not a cheap stereo enhancer. On the high wide chain, after your saturation, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 15 to 30%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz. Keep the delays in the 8 to 18 millisecond area. Feedback low. 0 to 10%. This is one of those bypass test moments. You want it to feel like the sample suddenly has air and spread, but you don't want to hear obvious warble. Width is often a timing illusion more than a width knob. If you can clearly hear the chorus, it's probably too much. Next, for that final drift, add frequency shifter after the chorus. Make sure ring mod is off. Set fine to something tiny, like plus 0.8 to plus 2.5 Hz. Then turn on its LFO, rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, amount around 0.5 to 2.0, and set LFO phase to 180 degrees. That phase setting helps it read as width and drift instead of just my break is detuned. If it turns metallic, pull back fine first, then the LFO amount. Tiny is the whole point. Another coach move, widening and saturating the highs can make the fill lose articulation, like the transients turn to spray. A quick fix is to put a limiter only on the high wide chain and catch just 1 to 2 dB of peaks. That keeps the wide chain from spitting while the mono low chain stays punchy. Now we'll do the performance moves, the DJ, needle tuck feeling. After the rack, on the whole track, add auto filter. Pick a low pass, 12 dB or 24 dB depending on how dramatic you want it. We're going to automate cutoff, not use the envelope at the start of the fill. Set cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, then over an eighth note to a quarter note. Open it up to 12 to 18 kHz. That's the coming back and off the record feeling. It's subtle, but it's a huge vibe cue. Now for the optional spicy moment, a tape stop or rewind style drag right at the end. Duplicate the last eighth note or last quarter note of the fill into its own tiny clip. Set that clip's warp mode to repitch. Then automate clip transpose down, like from 0 to minus 12 over that eighth note. Use it on the last hit or last stutter only, not the whole fill, or it becomes a gimmick instead of a punctuation mark. Here's another advanced variation you can try once the basic fill works. Pause only on air width. Inside the high wide chain, create a parallel rack, one dry chain and one chain with simple delay. Unlink left and right, set one side to 0 milliseconds and the other to 8 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback at 0. Keep that delayed chain fully wet since it's parallel, and then high pass it aggressively, like 2 to 4 kHz. That way the width lives mostly in the air, so your mono collapse hurts less. Another variation that's extremely jungle, vinyl flam stutters. If you slice to a drum rack, pick a few snare and ghost pads and use Live 12 LFO modulator to modulate sample start just a tiny amount. Not enough to change the rhythm, just enough that each hit has slightly different bite, like inconsistent needle contact. If you overdo it, it sounds like your slices are misaligned. The sweet spot is barely noticeable until you bypass it. Now let's tighten dynamics so this fill hits like modern DNB. After the rack and your auto filter, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn on soft clip. The goal is to make the fill feel unified and energetic without jumping way louder than your main groove. Then add a limiter last, sealing at minus 0.3 dB. Keep it gentle. It's just catching rogue peaks, not flattening the life out of it. Over-limiting fills is a common mistake because you think you're making it bigger, but you actually make it feel smaller than the drop. Placement and arrangement. Fills work because they land in predictable, satisfying spots. A classic is bar 8 into bar 9, or the last bar before the drop, or every 16 bars to refresh momentum. A practical trick is to automate the fill track volume up slightly into the fill, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, then hard cut it on the drop, so the drop feels even larger. And an arrangement upgrade. One bar before the fill, automate a subtle narrowing or slight high cut on your main drum bus. Then bring the full spectrum and width back during the fill. That contrast makes the fill feel massive without adding level. Now do the thing people skip and then regret. Mono compatibility. Temporarily drop utility on your master and hit mono. Listen for what disappears. If the fill loses too much snap, reduce the high wide width, or reduce the chorus amount, or push a bit more transient in drum bus. Sometimes the right fix is simply turning up the LOW mono chain slightly, so your center anchor stays strong. If you want to go even more surgical with stock tools, drop EQ8 after the rack and switch it to M/S mode. On the side channel, you can add a gentle high shelf above 6 to 10 kHz if it feels narrow. And also on the side channel, consider a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz so the stereo smear doesn't get boxy. That one move can make your width feel expensive instead of cloudy. Before we wrap, one more fun texture option that's surprisingly clean. Reverse pull into the final hit. Duplicate the last snare slice. Reverse it. Fade it in quickly. High pass it hard around 1 to 2kHz. And tuck it way down in level. It creates that suction into the final crack without messing with the low end. Okay, mini practice assignment. Pick one break and create three fills. One is a subtle half bar fill with width around 130. One is a full one bar fill with more stutters and maybe width modulation, like 140 to 160. And one is a two bar fill that includes the repitch tape drag on the final hit. For each one, do a mono check and adjust until it still slaps in mono and the stereo version feels wider but not louder. Then resample or bounce each fill to audio and label it with your key setting so you can actually reuse it later. Quick recap so it sticks. Chop like jungle. Stable at the start, dense at the end. With anchors so it sounds intentional. Split into LOW mono and high wide using an audio effect rack. Create vinyl width with chorus ensemble and tiny frequency shifter drift. Automate an auto filter for that needle tuck opening. Optionally add a short repitch tape drag at the end. Blue and limit lightly. And always mono check, keeping the width mostly above around 200 Hz.